USA Radio News with Wendy King.
This will be probably the toughest week between this week and next week. And there'll be a lot of death, unfortunately, but a lot less death than if this wasn't done, but there will be death.
President Trump says the government will be adding thousands of military personnel to help states cope with the coronavirus pandemic. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says China is sending help.
The Chinese government is going to facilitate a donation of 1,000 ventilators that will come into JFK today.
Oregon is also sending some ventilators. Florida is getting hit hard. Gregory Tony is the sheriff of Broward County.
There should be reminders to this community about the importance behind the warnings that are being presented out at the both national, state, and localized level that this is a time that we want our communities to keep themselves in isolation.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Thank goodness for the balance of nature. It just keeps me strong and healthy, and I don't have any aches and pains. I've taken so many supplements and all the different things they promise, and I'm like, I don't feel anything. You know, vitamins, protein powders, whey proteins, all this stuff that says it's going to do what it's going to do. But the balance of nature exceeded my expectations. I cannot believe how it has affected everything. So I am completely grateful for it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
JetBlue, United, and Delta Airlines say they're providing free airfare to all medical professionals who are willing to help out in hotspots like New York, Detroit, and New Orleans, which still has the highest coronavirus death rate of all the hard-hit U.S. cities, including New York. 32 fatalities per 100,000 residents. That is actually double that of New York City. Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise, the House Minority Whip, told Fox.
We've been working with the president all the way down through FEMA, talked to the FEMA administrator at the beginning of this week, and they assured us they were going to get more PPEs and ventilators down to New Orleans, and they have. They've gotten it through the state's Office of Emergency Preparedness.
New Orleans is said to be running out of ventilators by Sunday. One cruise ship has docked in Miami. The Coral Princess has at least a dozen people who've tested positive for the virus. Thousands are on board. So far, two people have died. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Social Security recipients will be getting their stimulus checks even if they were not required to do their 2019 tax forms. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
If you receive disability or Social Security benefits from the government, the IRS, and the U.S. Department of Treasury has announced Social Security recipients will not be required to file a simple tax return in order to receive stimulus payments under the CARES Act. The announcement reverses guidelines issued on March 30th by the IRS that individuals who haven't filed federal tax returns for 2018 or 2019 would need to file their return to receive payment. Treasury Secretary Mnuchin said Social Security recipients who are not typically required to file that tax return do not need to take any action and will automatically receive their payments directly to their bank account. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The Basketball Hall of Fame has some new members, Tim Duncan and Kevin Garnett. Duncan, who spent his whole career with the Spurs, says he's honored.
What's special about it is the people who I got to go see David and his ceremony. I got to see Michael Jordan that day, John Stockton that day. To think of the people who are in the Hall of Fame and to be a part of that class is the special part.
Also inducted, the late Kobe Bryant. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.